just got engaged, wedding on the way? Big life moments are the perfect time to think about what comes next, including your long-term fertility journey. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared birth control and fertility app that works with your body, using your daily temperature to pinpoint your fertile window. You can use Natural Cycles to prevent pregnancy now. And when you're ready, switch to Natural Cycles Plan Pregnancy, the app experience that helps you get pregnant faster. Save 15% with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It just made popped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Does everyone in the room believe in fate?
Yes.
Wow, that was fast. Everyone else?
I believe that Erica does. I have a hard time with it, for sure. Yeah.
6-7.
Oh, I did God. The thing with my hands.
She did
sorry.
Do the 6-7 thing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry.
And I don't know, it's fate, it's destiny. Like, it's, there was a thing on Reddit that I was looking at. It was like this 10-second, split-second decision that you made that changed your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bring this one up every time, and this is terrible because thousands of people died. But like, Mark Wahlberg was like, snooze. I'll catch the next flight.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't get on the Boston flight, Boston to LA, that crashed into the Pentagon. Like,
right.
What's more fate-y than that? Do you know what I mean?
That
like,
very
you just decided.
Yeah.
I mean, I get there is a level that celebrities have that we don't have where they can just go, screw it, I'm taking a different flight. We're like,
sure.
I booked a flight. What does it change for you?
Right.
I can't afford that. And he's like, let's get on the next one. I mean, he had been on the flight with the terrorists in the past. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that was Rob Lowe, wasn't
it?
Was it Mark too?
Maybe.
I don't
was
know.
It Rob Lowe? Somebody had been in first class with
Lowe.
The terrorists on the Marky Mark flight, on the Boston to LA.
And they were like testing it out?
Yeah, they were just seeing if they could get on. And
what the heck?
Mm-hmm. I know, once he saw all the pictures.
I think he chatted with them a little bit.
Probably.
They were just
that's why
there.
He recognized them when they showed him on the news or whatever. But like Mark Wahlberg just was like, skipping the flight and clearly changed his life, saved his life. You answered yes so fast because, is it because of your man?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was like not a decision to go and sit one seat over from a guy at the airport bar. It was, I've got enough time to have a beer before my flight. And I just was like, literally the first bar I saw.
And you weren't going to sit at the bar, right?
I like didn't know the laws because it was in Utah of like
Utah was
at,
very weird.
Airport
yeah.
if I was allowed to just get a drink without food. So I like just ran up and was like, am I able to just get a drink? And they were like, yeah. And so I sat down. I didn't even like clock that there was a man there until I sat down and ordered a drink. So, and I mean, it certainly changed my life.
What do you think the other decisions could have been? Like you sat one more seat over and nothing, or you sat,
yeah, I sat further
or you just
away,
sat at
or
a
I
table.
Went to a completely different bar in the airport.
Like so just
we were not next to my gate, nor next
you
to
just
his.
You each.
And they're in the little spot where it's like there was a bar on this side and there was two on the other side. So like I could have just walked to either one.
Wow.
And I chose, yeah.
Who was on the other side?
I know.
Mark Wahlberg.
Was that guy?
You're the worst.
I think we want to hear stories of people who just made that weird. And I think we could take, I know, I think most of them are going to be good. But we could take the bad fate call too.
Yeah. I guess.
Like if you made a quick decision and it fully fate twisted at that moment, we want to hear what happened. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I remember a bad one.
I'm trying to think of an example of a bad fate thing.
So like a bad fate thing, like this is one of the dumbest things you're ever going to hear. I was at an appearance and like when we're at a bar or whatever, and we're like doing whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was a water company there. I think it was Smart Water.
Okay.
Brand new startup, little, but there were so many water companies. And these guys were just, they had a tiny little table and they're like, and they're handing out free stuff. And I'm like, it's so stupid. And they're like, I'm chatting with the people because I always bring hot girls to these things. And they're like, the marketing director for the company was there. And they're like, we're trying to get investors. 50 Cent just got on board or whatever. And I'm like, at the time I was so into Aquafina water. And I was like,
which is odd, but okay.
There's Aquafina, there's Dasani, like Coke and Pepsi have their own waters. Like, you're trying to take on
water,
Coke and Pepsi with a new, oh, but you called it Smart Water. And I just immediately was so, I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. Like, just a minor little investment, anything, you'll be on the ground floor of this new company, Smart Water. I was like, yeah, that's the dumbest thing ever. Yeah, 50 Cent on board. Yeah, 50 Cent was on board, by the way. And they sold it to Coke or Pepsi for kajillions. If I'd given them $20, I wouldn't have to work with you pieces of hell right now. You know what I'm saying?
You would like, just choose to.
No, of course I would, but I wouldn't have to. At any point, I could go, I've had enough of this.
Yeah, even if you just would have listened to Garth Brooks' CD, you wouldn't have to work with us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another one.
I've had moments of just, I've chosen the self-righteous path and...
Shocker.
Fate was trying to shove me in this direction of success.
Or was it fate because it kept you here right now?
Oh.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Hack?
I'm trying to think. My buddy who played basketball tearing his ACL and starting to do theater and being like, hey, you want to be in my play? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I ended up meeting my wife because I was in the plays and met all the theater girls who were friends with her. And
like, whoa.
Like my buddy, I didn't even get hurt. He's the one who got hurt. And then,
but you just followed him blindly.
Yeah. Cause they're like, hey,
that's so cool. Oh,
he did it for a class.
No, I mean, like,
no, I mean,
cause he's your buddy.
Notice that you're thrilled for him. But when I tell my story, you're like, man, you could have gone anyway. Like,
no, he's the one who said there was somebody cooler in a different bar, by the way.
Yeah, maybe.
So I think that's cool.
Thank you.
How about this one? How about this one? Who's done this? Because I've seen this. It hasn't happened to me, but I saw this on Reddit. You're sitting there. You're waiting. You got somewhere to be. Light's red. You're like, ah. And then something stupid comes on the radio and light turns green. You're like, ah, I'll change the station and then hit the gas. And that split second that you hesitated, a car ran the red.
Mm-hmm.
Had you just jumped on it, you'd have been T-boned, definitely crashed your car, probably died.
Yikes.
That's... What made you change the station? What made the people on the radio say something that was like, I'm pushing the button? Like, everything aligned at that moment.
But if you're on the station, don't change it. Just
don't change it right now.
Just wait 3 seconds.
Stay right here.
Yeah.
You're not going to die.
Okay.
If you just listen for a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel so weird. Let's get a look at traffic and see if anybody's been smashed.
Yeah.
If you had a twist of fate, a moment where you made a decision and it changed your life, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for the time when fate intervened.
Yeah.
Or you just did something and fate did something good or something bad.
That would be fate intervening,
I guess. But did it intervene or did you do the right thing?
You made a snap decision and it turns out that decision was fate.
Linda?
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Fate. What happened?
So I worked at this company for like a bunch of years, met this dude that I did not like at all, didn't work with him. Some of my friends were friends with him, went to the Christmas party, danced with another guy all night long, drank a whole bunch, woke up with the one I didn't like, who now I'm 37 years married to.
So you don't even remember the decision that was made. It just was made.
It was just made, and I was like,
"When you say you woke up, like
I like wanted to chew my arm off." At first, I didn't go to work the next day because I was so embarrassed because I'd been like trash talking this guy.
Oh,
and then we're married.
And you just,
and then you fell in love with him, and now you're calling us to remind him that you trash talked him before.
Oh yeah, he knows I did. He knows
37. Maybe you should hate your.
Together.
That's so sweet.
That is lovely. Thank you, Linda. Was that a good fate?
Of course.
I think, yeah.
She's happy.
Unless you're the guy she danced with all night.
Who then she slept with the other dude.
Yeah, well, he's
Kylie?
Probably fine.
Yai.
Fate, what happened to you?
So my mom told me to go see the Nutcracker, and then I ended up performing in it for 3 years.
Cute.
Time
I
want to
know how.
Yeah, how?
It's like Worcester Colorado Ballet, so I auditioned and I started going, taking dance classes there, and then I ended up being a party girl, a Pauly Chanel, and an angel.
Which one was your favorite?
Pauly Chanel.
Nice.
That's very cool.
I don't know what that means.
Either do I, but I think she was inspired to take dance classes. And that
just from seeing the Colorado Ballet one time.
That's very cool.
That is beyond cool. Are you still doing it?
No, I'm not.
That's okay.
No, it changed her fate for a little while. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to stick, just like you don't have to stay married to...
Okay, yeah.
Patrick?
Yai.
Fate, what happened?
Yeah, so basically, pretty much the reason I met my wife. We met on Bumble, and we were going for a little coffee date at Starbucks. Her car broke down. And she almost canceled on me. We've talked about this a lot. She almost canceled on me. The next day, she was going to Mexico with her friends. And we spent damn near every day together. And now we're married 10 years
later. So her not canceling, even though fate was trying to get her to cancel.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
She still went through with it.
Fate was like, car broken down and going to Mexico tomorrow.
Yeah,
no
there's
way.
No reason. Just blow this guy
just
off.
Pack for your trip. Wow.
Pretty much, yeah. She even told me, she's like, I don't know if we would have talked after Mexico. So, yeah.
I get it. Sometimes they do. No.
There's some real darkness in that statement.
No. I get it. No.
What are you
doing?
You've
got to get through the first date, and then if too much time passes with like an internet guy, you're just like, forget it.
Okay.
Well, you know, and we were both, you know, 10 years younger, and so I was still dating, too, so I probably, who knows, I could have gone on other dates. And
he would have had a full week to find somebody new. All right, thank you, Patrick. Hillary.
Yay!
Fate, what happened to you?
I was walking in my neighborhood, and I spotted my ex with his new girlfriend.
No.
Yeah, I completely panicked. I turned around and started walking in the opposite direction. And I found a lottery ticket on the ground.
Shut up.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
For like
Are you being serious?
Yes, I am dead serious.
Like a scratch ticket or like one of the ones with the numbers that you have to go check?
Oh, like a scratch.
So did you win like...
So somebody just dropped a lottery ticket?
Well, think about if you were doing like a bunch of scratchers...
I guess, but just, I know we're doing
fake
calls.
Are full. Yeah.
Sorry.
Fell. Yeah.
So you turned around, you like went back the way you were... You came from?
Yeah, and I completely missed it the first time I was walking. So if he hadn't been out there with his new girlfriend, I would have completely missed the ticket.
I'm going to have to go out on a limb and say it was in some way, shape, or form a winner. Otherwise, this is a non-starter.
It was a big lose.
Yeah, I was like, no, we're worth nothing. What was it worth?
$5,000.
Oh my gosh, like vacation? Hello?
You got $5,000 totally. For avoiding your ex?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
It's a win-win.
If I had $5,000.
I just get spotted. And they're like, there he is. Going the other way.
Oh, my God. That is a great fate story. Thank you, Hillary. Carly?
Yay.
Fate, what happened to you?
So I was on an airplane one time flying overseas, and I was sitting next to this really old gentleman who was like sort of kind of, he had to be separated from his wife. And I said, oh, that's not fair. You know, switch seats with me. And, you know, he's got to sit next to his wife and enjoy the long ride.
Oh my God. Oh. We're like separated from his wife.
Yeah. Like,
he's telling you his life story. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I thought you said they had to be separated. Like they were fighting.
No. Okay. We're all on the same page now. Got it. Keep going.
No, so I was, you know, obviously stuck in the middle row, right? You know, like, ugh, not where I wanted to be, but I was like, these two need to be together. But long story short, fate came into way because I ended up sitting next to like the most handsomest, amazing.
Shut up! On a plane.
And now,
no.
Long story short, he's my fiance now. So, like, how?
Oh,
cool is that?
My gosh. I love an airplane airport.
Here's the thing, Erica. Yours is totally different because you sat down and you could get up and move around. It's like, it's a one time, like, it's like you get seated in 4F, you've only got 4E and 4D. That's it. You could have sat in a different spot in the bar. Like, you could have got up if it wasn't working. Mm-hmm. Fate just said, this is your dude right here.
Yeah, one row different. You're not even talking to him.
Yes.
Man, one seat different. You're not even talking to him. Like, wow.
Did you, like, hit it off on the plane? You guys just talked the whole way, or how did it?
Of course. Yeah, no. It was like a nonstop chat, and I'm like, this is amazing, and I'm sad to, like, get off the plane, and, you know, we just exchanged info, and oh my God, and it just led from one thing to another. Never stopped talking, and yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much.
So I'm just going to start booking plane tickets.
Let's get you on some flights.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. It is time for the news of the day. It's news or no.
News. News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
It was the best we'd ever done, and then I screwed up the last note. Like, I felt like everybody was locked and loaded.
I don't think it was the best we've ever done.
Yeah, not the best.
That was pretty cool, because we weren't animated, but we were just, like, we're just hitting it.
We're just...
Especially on the news. Like, Hack was locked in without doing the hand of the ear. Like, it was just... It was awesome.
I really want to do the hand of the year. Okay. You don't let me.
Good evening. I just want to say, we haven't talked about this enough. Our radio station has given away a flyaway to see Hillary Duff 1L.
I am unwell because can I quit my job and be eligible to win?
I do believe when she announced this tour, it was broken on News or Nope. Didn't you guys go crazy about it? Am I crazy?
I know. I've talked about her, but I don't remember why.
Who else? I know you broke Miley. Like, anything nostalgic that happens, you two
I feel that way about her doing a show that we're sending people to.
But where... So it's the... What's the name of the show?
It's the Leading Ladies Odyssey show.
Okay.
In New York City.
Yes. So it's just all female artists crushing it in New York.
At the Hard Rock Hotel.
Okay.
In New York.
Hillary, and you get to do a meet and greet with her. I just saw that.
What?
You get to meet her.
She's... If I met her, I think I would scream.
Can we chaperone the people?
Maybe.
So how do we go to the website, right?
Yes, go to the website and you'll enter your email and then some other just like basic personal information.
And then we end up having like timeshare companies call you.
Yep,
and
exactly.
We sell your information to like a whole bunch of...
You want them to enter our
CD. No, we don't. If they don't enter, we win.
Oh.
Hello.
Right, okay.
So I would definitely not enter
at
alice1059.com.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I have more news about Hillary Duff, actually.
Oh my God, did I just steal your thunder?
No, I'm not so at all. Sorry. She was on a very popular other show. But don't go listen to that yet. I'm going to let you know. Yeah, she was on her podcast.
Okay.
Call her daddy. She was asked if she intentionally crashed the premiere of Lindsay Lohan, who was her nemesis at the time's Freaky Friday. And she said, I think absolutely yes. I was a teenager. Apparently her co-star from A Cinderella Story, Chad Michael Murray, invited her. I don't know if they were a fling at the time or just friends. And he was like, oh, you should come with me. And she was like, oh, yeah, any chance to...
Was he in Freaky Friday or just going as a guest?
He was in Freaky Friday. Remember, he's in Freaky Friday, too.
Wait, is he the motorcycle guy?
Yeah,
in that? That's him?
Okay. He's in Freaky Year Friday
as
well.
Is he One Tree Hill guy?
He is also One Tree Hill guy. He had quite the career.
Okay, we're in the Matrix because the carpool kid in my car this morning said she watches One Tree Hill solely for that person. Is he hot?
Yeah. He's very hot. Okay. Yeah.
I had posters of him in
very
my room.
Very hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's got three names, Slacker.
Chad Michael Murray.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
She also said that she and Lindsay like were absolutely childhood nemesises growing up, which is so funny. And then one day they were at a club and Lindsay came up and said, are we good? And she said, yeah, we're good. And they took a shot together.
And now they're friends or they're just good?
They're just good. I don't think they like run in the same circles at all. But
Lindsay lives in Dubai.
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
Yeah, with her husband and baby.
Yeah.
She got her poop in a group, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She was in like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Recently. Okay, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Christmas movie.
Any opportunity to get your little
I think
love.
It was a Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This stat just out.
Okay.
It turns out that men are a lot more afraid of the dentist than women are.
That is such a crock. That is like a movie trope.
It says 49% of dentists said that males are more anxious when it comes to their dental appointments. Only 15% thought that that women were the scaredy cats.
That's because men like don't go because you guys don't make your own appointments. So then you're like, well, it's been 3 years. I guess I should go get them checked out.
Yeah, she's nailing it. It's we're going to have serious cleaning in there.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to get out the power tools. You're going to have to do... life is going to be nothing.
Them do it right as I'm leaving. I get my next appointment right then, so it's a gun to my head. I never leave the dentist without the next appointment.
Because you are the exception.
But no, that's how you get through the weird guy thing. If you just make yourself do that, you'll never need your wife again.
I agree, but it's going that first time.
Right.
That's the hard... Like,
you got to get a new one.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I'm in between dentists currently.
Can I just say something?
That's right.
Taking offers.
This is what
now it's been so long. I'm starting to get anxious again. Like
I'm also in between dentists. Maybe we can
you guys
want
to come
one.
To mine?
Maybe
I have a great dentist. She's awesome. But here's
your dentist is by my dentist actually. In like
you out at Alameda and Wadsworth?
I'm Wads and I don't know. Somewhere over there.
We'll have them both come out and they can listen to us and we'll decide.
This is what makes me mad because I think T-Hack is doing this story for a very specific reason and I'm letting him, are you done? Are you done with your story?
Yeah, that was it.
This entire thing, it's like T-Hack doing a story of men have problems with their hair. All he wants is for us to compliment him. Look at his freaking mouth.
I wasn't planning on complimenting him.
The best mouth of any human I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's been 15 years since I went to the dentist. And he goes in there and they're like, no cavity. He's got
the best mouth, Slacker? Yes. How would you know that?
Look at his mouth. Look at his teeth.
This is true.
He has the best. Okay, you're right. Mouth feels a little more familiar.
Yeah,
okay, he's got the best teeth. And this is the most fishy story you've ever done. And I don't mean fishy like smells bad.
Okay.
I mean fishy like you're looking for a compliment. You're fishing for compliments.
No, I don't know if he was.
Yes, he is. Oh, men are afraid of the dentist. But by the way, look at my teeth. I haven't been in forever. I swear to God, that's what he's doing. Admit it.
So you don't want the story about men's hair? Or?
No! Do that later. We've run out of time, Aaron. No, go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Lily Collins is honored and ecstatic. Ecstatic.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Excited. About being cast as Audrey Hepburn in an upcoming movie about the making of Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Is she hot? I saw the picture. Is she hot enough to... Audrey Hepburn... is the standard for beauty.
Okay, hold on. Can we not lead with, is she hot enough?
If you're playing...
But I don't view Audrey Hepburn as hot.
No, she is iconically beautiful.
She's classic.
Stunning. Right. Is Collins...
I think so.
She looks a lot like her, I think.
She does.
Okay.
Can you be a little less is she hot enough?
No, I can't because I can't stop looking at T-X's mouth. Speaking of T-X's mouth,
what?
He needs to leave the room and get us callers. Pick two numbers. I did the two numbers we're not going to do.
5.
And?
Aaron?
12.
I was going to say 8.
5 and 8.
5 and 8.
5 and 8. Okay. Callers 5 and 8 have a chance to win a very exclusive prize.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Slacker Show Beanie. The highly coveted Slacker Show Beanie.
We're very protective of them. So.
We are. So if you want to win one of these, 303-222-5423.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get $50 off your first two orders plus free shipping with code STIRF. 50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. It's time for a battle for the meeting. Good morning, everybody. Let's meet out of the
Hey.
This is hard for me to do over here. Okay, I grabbed this one. Alexis?
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. God, I feel like you're not going to do well. We are doing a battle for the beanie. Let's meet your competition. Okay. Mandy, competition.
Yes.
Mandy, yes. Oh, boy.
Yes. Okay. This should be interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You two are going against each other. If you don't know the rules, these are going to be questions about the show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, Alexis goes first. If she gets it right, she gets a point. If she doesn't, you could steal the question and you get the next question.
Right.
So first one, I believe we say to three, but after three questions, if whoever's ahead,
sure.
we will stop.
The first one is Alexis?
The first one is Alexis.
Okay, Alexis, how do you spell the name of this station, Alice?
Alice.
Right. Now, if that you were listening correct. Last week, you'll understand why these questions have gotten so dumb.
Yeah,
because literally nobody got anything right ever. Right?
Not once. No.
Yeah, not a single question.
I think they thought they were calling a different station.
Yeah.
All right. So
it's 1-0 here. Right. Mandy.
Mandy, your question is: what is the name of this show?
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness, Alice.
Nope. The name of the show.
Station. Oh, you guys?
Yeah.
Like the Slacker Show?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to give her a point.
Thank goodness.
Everyone's got a point on the board, which is so much better than it's ever been.
What about the Alice Show?
Yes.
We could just be the Alice.
We could be. Okay.
Alexis gets the next question.
All right, Alexis, which two members of the show are born and raised in Colorado?
Okay. It would be... Oh, man. Okay. I want to say that it's a girl that's from Colorado, and I'm trying to remember.
This is good.
Because I know it's not Steve. Shoot. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Going once, going twice. Alexis can steal here.
No, Mandy.
I'm sorry. Mandy can steal. I'm so sorry. Who are the two Colorado born and raised people?
Slacker and I thought it was Steve. I thought it was the two guys.
Nearly.
Yeah.
Two
so
years?
No points on that.
The correct answer was Slacker and Aaron.
Ooh. Yeah, it was Slacker and Erin.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
We're back to Alexis again.
Yes, Alexis. Okay, Alexis.
Wait. We're not, right? She got
she
could have stolen.
One, yeah.
Oh, you're
yeah,
right.
So
yeah,
now
yeah.
it is,
oh, right.
it is
so
Mandy's
sorry.
Question here.
Mandy.
Okay.
What Mandy. Nickname does Slacker call Erica? Which is me.
Princess.
Okay.
Oh my God, she got a point. It's now it's back to Alexis.
Maybe that nickname is why last week that guy called me that lady.
That lady.
okay, so back to Alexis.
Yeah.
Where does T-Hack DJ?
Ooh,
that's a tough one.
Not well, but...
The church. I don't know.
His church.
No, the church nightclub.
Oh, the church.
Oh, I was like, church?
Equal good answers, but...
No.
Hey, incorrect. What's our score at, by the way?
It is 2-1. Mandy, who could win if she knows where T-Hack DJs. Do you happen to know?
Only on the Slacker Show. No, I don't know. I don't know where
T-Hack. Did you know T-Hack was on the Slacker Show?
You're not Steve?
He also DJs at?
Brothers Bar and Grill in Lone Tree.
In Lone Tree.
Right.
Here's the weird thing. I believe it is Mandy's question, though.
It is Mandy's question now.
And this could be the win.
And my confidence is not high. But Mandy, what is Slacker's dog's name?
Oh, gosh. Ralph.
You said that with
I'm totally guessing.
What it does on the carpet.
Now let me say this.
Alexis does. Oh,
it is. She can steal and tie it up, and we would have to go into a tiebreaker. But if she does not get this right, Mandy is the winner.
Okay.
Hey, Alexis.
What is the name of my dog?
I don't have any confidence in this, but I'm going to just guess. Chewy. I don't know.
No.
It is Moxie or Moxadoodle or Moxaroni.
Yeah, we would have only accepted Moxie. Okay.
The Moxinado.
You know, guys, should we keep doing these?
Sure. It's kind of a hit to the ego.
Yeah, thank you. Sure. Wait, am I getting... Oh, I almost...
Oh, did you hang up?
No, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to put everybody on hold so that I don't mess this up and Alexis is not going to win anything. What other questions could we ask next week that people would know the answers to?
Yeah, honestly, if you have an idea, text us 303-222-5423.
And we may have another Beanie Battle next week, or maybe Steve will be on the air.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Stop dreaming. Start building. Finance your remodel with Belco. Visit Belco.org today.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
OPP, other people's problems. We solve them if you got them. What do we got?
We have Jim today, and he's here for some parenting advice.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Jim?
Yay.
I want to say you've come to the right place, but I don't know if that's true. Like,
should we just let
Tiak just talk. What's going on?
I hope it's the right place. Here's the thing. I got a daughter. It's just me and her. She's almost 11. What I'm bumping on is that she doesn't have any strong female influences in her life. Because her mom is out of the picture completely. But my daughter's getting older, and I'm starting to worry because we're close, you know, father-daughter. We have a good relationship, but
you're a girl dad, man. That's embrace that. That's cool.
Yeah, we have a good life, but we're getting to that point where I don't know how to talk to her about her period, and then the changes that are happening to her body, and you know, and that we'll eventually go through. I don't even know how to talk to her about the different kinds of, like, this came up, like underwear, you know, she'll eventually want to start to wear. I don't know what I might.
Can I stop you real quick, Jim? Cause this is a weird one for me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to make the room uncomfortable. I'll start with you, Hack. When did you switch to a different type of underwear? How old?
Oh, you're doing this so that.
Yeah, no. How about, like, it's not what so age, weird. Is she near that age when you would switch? When did you guys switch?
I think I was like young 13 when I had like my first few.
Okay.
And so it wasn't like all the
time.
But
dad didn't take you.
Oh God, no. Mom didn't even take me. I went with friends.
Yeah.
And then let them find out later.
In the laundry?
I think so.
You think you washed them? Or
no, I did my own laundry, so.
But they might have just seen
it. Yeah, eventually.
Okay.
Okay, Jim, so it sounds like you had your friends help you. Well, maybe I made it already a misstep because I tried to have my brother's wife talk to her, but she was completely very, like, not receptive to it. She just sort of shut down. She didn't know. She doesn't know. They just don't know each other very well, you know?
Yeah, and if you don't, like, I have sisters, so friends were, like, an easy step, and my mom. But, like, if you don't have a mom around...
Can you pretend for a moment? I know it's hard to suspend your disbelief, but like you don't have sisters. You don't have a mom. Is there a world where you would ever be comfortable talking to your dad about this?
I don't think
so. Oh my God. But he's like, don't say that to Jim.
But okay, Jim. Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't lie to him.
Aren't there girl dads who can
what do I do? That's the big question. If I can't talk to her, I don't know what I mean, she's clearly, I've tried. It's made her really uncomfortable. You know?
Oh Lord.
I don't even sure what girls her age are supposed, you know, that
you don't want her to get that from
is Is there a conversation where it's not uncomfortable, though? Like, is this just a parent-child, like, it doesn't matter, like, anytime you're going to talk about something like this?
It's going to be uncomfortable, and you just have to embrace it.
Kids aren't
going
to want to hear it from you, and but you have to push through, or...
No, but they want it. I think they want to hear it from their mom more.
Well, I would talk to my sisters first.
About your period?
Yeah, I don't even think I told my mom I got it for a while. Hi, Mom. Like, she knows that now, but, like, I'm pretty sure...
I hope so. Good Lord. Mom, if you're hearing this for the first time, she's a woman.
I went to my sisters and was like, something's happening.
What's up? What's going on?
You know? Yeah, I'm pretty sure, but, like, you also learn about some of the stuff in school. Do you know if she's learned any of this in school? And maybe you could then, like, after school of those days... have a follow-up?
That's a great question. I'm not sure where they are. I mean, I've definitely tried to broach that. But, you know,
Let me jump in and get the phone number. 303-222-5423. I think we need women who are the product of a girl dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there were no other, he's tried to do strong female influences. Like, is it possible for Jim to be the unicorn, to be a dad that his daughter can talk? Like, I think this exists in the real world.
Absolutely.
I think there are girl dads for who are just like,
it's not impossible.
Dad, can you buy me some stuff? Because it's happening. And like,
hi, you're a girl dad while your daughter has a mom in the picture.
And in our case, 100% of that stuff falls on her.
It does.
And 100% of the boy stuff falls on me. Mm. Like, I grab Noah and go, let's go chat. And she grabs Mia and says, let's go check.
Which I think is fairly normal or common. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I do think it's important to explain the opposite. Because there's so much that I don't know about men and what they've gone through from boys to men.
But I don't think my daughter, from the time she came into fruition, for lack of better words.
We've
said the word period 100 times, but I don't know why. But it's like, I don't think she wants to hear from me. Here's what happens if, now that this is happening, here's how things could, and, like, you know, here's what the things the guys are going to say to try to dupe you.
Okay. And, well, I don't know that we got to go there. His daughter's only 11, I believe.
I know,
but maybe, like, having a conversation when the time comes of, like, do you need me to get anything from the store?
I've done that. She's never allowed me to do it.
Really?
Never.
I think I did allow my dad to at some point because my parents were divorced. So it's not like, it's not
impossible. Just has her mom get it, period. Yeah. I mean, end of sentence.
No pun intended.
Well, I think it's got to be me. You know what I mean? I just don't want to.
Obviously, it does. Well, and you're not dating, Jim? I mean, it's like you don't have.
Currently, no. I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm not saying I'm shut off to it. It's just currently not happening.
And it'd be weird. It's like, here's my new girlfriend. Why don't you tell her about the issues with
a stranger? For sure. Oh my gosh, yeah. Someone on the street rather than someone my dad is dating.
I kind of get what Aaron's saying, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But if, what if she's a young, vibrant...
No. Unless she's been in her life for 10 years, which at this point she has not, it's real weird.
Yeah.
But then a stranger has been in your life 0 years as
well. Yeah, but I never have to worry about seeing them. So I can ask them all of the crazy questions and then go on with my life.
Crazy questions.
Yeah, why don't you fire a couple of the crazy questions at me and see if
you're not a stranger. I can't.
I mean, and I also wonder, are there courses, like, could he, everything's on YouTube, right? You just go on YouTube, it's like, how to talk to my daughter about weird girl
for
crap.
Sure.
I mean, because I used to go on.
First off, we're not going to call it weird.
No, but I'm just saying weird for me.
Dude,
for me. I went on and watched all these videos of guys using a vacuum on their kids' hair to, like, pull it out and try to do the braid thing. And I still don't know how to braid. I can't do it.
You want to practice?
No, I just, I suck at it so bad.
Okay.
I know, just fold the one out, and it doesn't work for me.
Okay, so what are we looking for? Women?
We need women who've been the product of a girl dad.
Okay.
Tell me that you don't feel for this guy.
No, I feel, like, so sad. I don't know how to help.
And Jim, your heart's in the right place. You're awesome. It sounds like, I mean, we're not going to pry, but it sounds like the ex-wife is not even an option
or
in this scenario.
Never a wife.
Right.
Yeah, not in this circumstance. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're gonna figure out what is a girl dad to do. Because let me say this. I got my son, and you can have him, Hack. There are books for like real cartoony books for, like, boys. Here, look, this is you, and this eventually will do this, and, like, whatever.
We have
and there's
that
like
for girls too.
Yeah, I'm saying he could buy those books. I think that's even worse. The it's American, more cringe.
The Care and Keeping of You, think, the American yeah, Girl it. Doll yeah. books. Yeah.
Okay.
It does. Doesn't
it's
that
not bad?
But doesn't that read even creepier? Here, darling. Again, you said you didn't want to talk to your dad, Erica. But then, if he walks up to you with an American Girl book,
it was like a book made to explain puberty. Everyone read them. I yeah. think every girl.
You did.
Oh yeah,
or at least had them. But, like,
I remember doodling in one of those.
Okay. I definitely had books.
But stop. Like, okay.
No, we found magazines, and that's how we figured
that
stuff out.
That is not what this is.
I know, but like it kind of is as well.
Hack is also has a daughter.
I know.
Do you feel like you guys are very like emotionally together, you and your family? Like you guys are real good, I feel like.
Thank you.
Do you see a world where you talk to her about this stuff?
I do because I want to create, I don't know. So maybe this isn't possible. This is a good question. I want to create an environment where it's not weird and I'm yeah. dad is no more grossed out than mom would be because there's nothing to be grossed out of. Like it's, this is a normal thing. And
right.
I want to create that type of environment where yeah. it's just,
but it's like Hazel
just
coming
like
up
you
to
need
you.
Toilet paper or what, yeah. like any other sort of necessity.
Yeah, but Hazel's not going to come up to you for advice on bread making because mom makes the bread.
In but, many more ways than one.
Correct. I did not mean that to be as insulting as it was. All right. So how to help a girl dad find his way through this whole little forest here.
Okay.
Well, I got in the middle of a sentence and it didn't. Okay. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
Okay, so we're trying to help Jim, who I find to just be a lovable dude.
Yeah.
He's a girl dad.
Mm-hmm.
His ex is not in the picture, so he is 100% custody. And she's becoming of the age where there's just going to be things that us dudes, yeah, we could look it up. We could ChatGPT it.
Yeah, like things like girl things and hormonal changes, puberty,
but I mean,
underwear.
I can say this is what's going to happen to your body, but I can't speak to it.
Right, and she may not want to have that conversation with a
you
guy.
You were so, and Aaron's like, give me a stranger, and you were like, you love your dad or whatever, but you're like, no, I don't want to. I wouldn't sit down with my dad.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first person I would ever want to talk to about it because I'd be like, but, yeah!
But not even the 100th person do you want it to be him.
I mean, like, now it's not as big of a deal, but we're still not getting yeah. into the details.
93 or something.
So does he have any hope or does he just grab some random female off the street? Or buy the books? We're asking, yeah. like, how can Jim be a girl dad without making her feel weird? Kimmy?
Yay.
What do you think?
So I'm a single mom. I have a son and a daughter, and I've had these conversations with both of them. And it's awkward, like regardless. It's just an awkward thing. And I don't want to say forced it on them anyway, but I did. I was like, we're going to have this talk. It's going to be weird. But I went to Barnes & Noble and picked a different book for each of them. It was not Care and Keeping of You, but it was kind of like, I don't know, a little bit weird. But I bought them each a book, and I read it with them, and it was awkward, but it opened up the door to, like, we're going to face this together. You can ask the questions. I won't be weird about it if you're not weird about it. And we just did it together. And
but, I mean, what all does it tell a boy?
And my son, but, yeah.
Because there's not a lot, a girl has maintenance.
I taught my boy about menstruation as well. Like, yeah. I think boys and men should learn those things as well.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Because yeah. When I grew up, it's like we learned to fear it.
Oh, God.
Which is so stupid. Yeah. You have to, like, suddenly get over that. It's like, oh, my God. It's yeah. just done.
I also just feel like the older I've gotten, the more I've learned about it. And I'm yeah. like, we're like 20 years yeah. into this thing. Like, you know?
Yeah. So wow. I yeah. guess, like, I got the books and I was like, listen, every night we're going to sit down and read a chapter of this together. And you can ask questions or you don't have to ask questions, but, like, safe space. Ask whatever you want. And when weird questions came up, I had to, like, in with all of my power, not, like, laugh or cringe or, like, be weird and just treat it as normal. But, like, this is the generation we're raising. Like, we're using correct anatomical names for things. We're like facing all of this information with intelligence.
Did they eventually open up enough to ask you questions?
100%. I wish I could like share some of the great conversations that opened up, but like it was 100% worth it.
Oh, okay.
I think you do like approaching it and being like, look, this is going to be weird and we're just going to do it and we're going to do it together is a really good way to handle it.
But you're a teenage boy, the 11. Last thing, like the things you're doing, you don't want your mom to talk about that.
Yes, it's weird. My son's 11 and he's in fifth grade and they are having those like conversations at school later this month. And when I got the permission slip, I was like, hey, look, you guys are going to be talking about it and you are already an expert. He's like, yep, I'm good.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
That's cool.
Thank you,
that's
Kimmy.
That's awesome. You're a great mom.
That is awesome.
Could we ask him some questions?
Lots of questions. Katie?
Yay.
You've been in this situation.
Yeah, I have. My mom died when I was 13. And so, you know, this was back to in like 2003, I think. So I feel like even though your daughter is 11, a little bit younger, we're honestly probably at like the same, you know, level. But I think that you have to learn these things on your own and you just have to be that person for her because like, there's a couple different reasons. Like it's going to be cringy. It might be a little bit awkward at first, of course, but like ultimately you have a good relationship with her and she trusts you the most. And it's just going to like, it's going to grow your relationship and it's going to also like, this sounds maybe cheesy, but she's going to look for that in a man if she wants a man later in life, you know, like she's going to continue to come to you with all the hard things. And I think that,
so
you just kind of have to like, you got to go do your own research, figure out how to approach it. Just be authentic.
But your dad did that? Your dad talked to you about all this stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And it was probably horrifying at first, but you just pushed through it and like got to a place where it wasn't awkward.
Yeah. And I think like, you know, kids are resilient. Like, I think that they have a little bit more like, I don't know. It doesn't have to be even that horrible. It's just the reality of life. You just got to keep it real.
Right. And they're just learning so much. Like, she's definitely in an age where they learn new things every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think she'd be receptive.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Lisa?
Hi. Yay.
Hi. What do you think?
Well, my perspective is the opposite. I am a boy mom.
Okay. So you're another one of those.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. you're talking to him about all the...
Everything.
I'm sorry. Like... imagine Tia, your mom. Hey, mom, you know what I do?
Okay. But is it about that?
Lies.
No. Lying. But you have to.
I've been a single parent since he was 12. So I went through the puberty thing. We went through sex. We went through condoms. We went through the first time that he did have sex. We talked, now he's 23. We talk about drinking and driving. And one, I think, is his name Jim. I think he needs to give himself more credit.
Yeah.
He knows more than he thinks he knows. Obviously, he's been in relationships with women, so...
I know, but we just treat you with kid gloves when it's happening. It's like, I'll just give you anything. We don't have to go through it. So it's like, I can't speak to... like anything else, like you hurt your knee. It's like, I know what knee pain feels like, but I have no idea what a cramp feels like.
Take the kid gloves off and start to recognize your daughter's growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it's like when my son's pubic hair comes in. You know, it's different for girls and boys. But we literally have had those conversations.
Yeah.
And because he knows I'm a safe place where he can talk to me about anything, you have to get over the ick.
Yeah.
I don't think we're ready.
Nobody in this room is ready. Well, somebody else, we don't have time to get to everybody, but Melissa's saying you buy the products and just leave them in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, we got a few texts about that.
But you can't, like, certain things, there's a learning curve.
Right.
Teach her that.
Quickly.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But you do kind of learn that in, like,
school.
Sex ed. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. You guys are so uncomfortable. I think we gotta
go back. We gotta learn again.
If you're a sex ed teacher, have me and T-Hack out for a day.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
So as a child of the 80s.
But you're not.
Are you?
No.
Is it nobody in the room is a child of the
80s? No, mm-hmm. Nope.
No.
Pack's closest, oh, but.
What, you're a 90s kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Through like, and through.
Got the full 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got it all.
That's why you're a boy band guy. That's like sure. One of those yeah. things about you that just doesn't connect for me. Because
all right,
he's so cool. Like he walks around, yeah. he wears Jordans, he does all these things. But if any boy band, he becomes a different but, person.
Not like a One Direction.
No.
It's only the 90s boy band,
yeah,
right?
NSYNC. Yeah.
Backstreet Boys.
98.
I get into 98 Degrees a little oh, bit. Yeah. yeah, I'll do that.
Drew Lachey. Yeah. Where is he?
Don't start getting into the weirder ones.
No, O-Town was pretty yeah. big.
No, they weren't.
Okay.
I mean, as a child of the 90s, Ashley I would Parker, think I would know.
Buddy.
Don't.
You've got to keep backing it up.
As a child of the 2000s,
okay,
of the aughts.
Okay, yeah, I'm an aught. You're a teen. What are oh, you? God. The children of 2000s are 26 right now. Or could be.
What are you then, a 90s?
Yeah, I'm 93.
Okay. And Aaron, you're a?
95, so.
Okay. Wow, this room is yeah. making me feel. So there's a story I wrote. Kids of the 80s learn things that modern kids don't understand. Like,
mm-hmm.
like they don't know how to just occupy their time.
Yeah.
Like, just if you're bored, you have to handle it.
Right.
And they just grab a device.
Whereas, like, when we were younger, we'd, like, get on our bikes or go for a walk with our siblings or...
No, you didn't. Did you?
Yeah,
you'd
we'd
go
be like,
for a walk.
I don't know. We'd be like, want to go down and see if the snack shack's open. My parents would let us like go down to the school.
You went to his snack shack in Iowa?
Yes.
There's really something. I've never heard the words snack shack together until him.
What?
What? Oh. Have you ever been to a baseball field?
Yeah, they call it this. It's just concession yeah.
or a
stand.
Pool? Mine
it's
a
called
pool?
A concession snack stand. Shack. Snack shack. No way. That's not what it's called.
Yes.
Back me up, 303-222-5423. In Colorado,
remember.
It's called a concession stand.
Okay,
no
well,
one calls it
why
the
don't you
snack
guys
shack.
Stop being so hoity-toity? It's just a snack shack. And you yeah. can get, like, Fun Dip and, like, mm-hmm. candy by the string.
Yeah. What?
Like, sorry, like the sour ropes.
Uh-huh.
You could oh. be like, I want four of them rather than, like, a whole package container. It was disgusting.
So he would, give like, me- he would take his unwashed Iowan hands
yeah, you'd wear-
and peel out.
For the record, I didn't go to T-Hack Snack Shack.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I should not be allowed that close to a fryer.
They had a fryer?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was just you're just opening boxes of zingers and
no,
selling them individually.
I don't know that ours had a fryer.
Yeah, we made mod sticks and fries and used to tear up tortillas and put them in.
It explains
so much. Used to fry Oreos.
We
fry everything, yeah.
You did fry Oreos?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Would you dip them in a batter or
no,
tempura?
No, that was the problem.
Yeah.
So you just made them warm. That's stupid. You need to put a coating on it.
It's still good. A warm Oreo?
Again, 303-222-5423. Pick a side. Concession stand. You know why
or
you're going to win?
Snack shack.
Because yours is easier to spell. Everyone is just like, I can't spell concession. Just put CS
Guess
for
what?
Concession stand.
It's for children. It's a snack shack.
It's a concession stand. Run to concessions
and
grab
something.
And
I've said it so many times, and I'm like, is that what we called it? I
you probably
know.
Did, but it's so weird that California called it that and Iowa called it that.
Something yeah. similar happened recently where we had the same thing and you guys didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't remember yeah. what it was, though.
Just kind of the states that are leading the way.
Yeah.
I think it was about like the little pastries. We were talking about that. The like at the store, Little Debbie's versus.
Oh, and- I think it was Girl Scout cookies.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That we had the same. It was yeah. probably Samoa's versus
Caramel Delights.
Caramel Delights. Yeah.
Yeah. We were Samoa's here always.
Yeah.
Okay. We were
still
too.
Are.
Yeah.
Still are. I bought some the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, good talking to you. Oh, let's take a look at the drive home.
Yeah.
The one that I really want to get to is the art of waiting.
Ooh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
People now, like my son, I want to throat punch him. He just can't. There is an expectation of, I have decided I have a desire for this. Where is it?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. you're telling me Leo's not like that? It's like, Dad, I saw this new thing. It's like, it could be here by.
Yeah, we have to work on patience, but he's, I don't know, this kind of goes back to devices, but like, especially waiting in restaurants, I blame a lot of the parents because so many times I see, especially babies, like tiny, tiny babies that have a phone in front of them, that have an iPad in yeah. front of them while the parents are just chatting. And I just wonder, like, if you were wanting to hypnotize your kid, what would you do different? What would you do different?
Okay, buddy. I mean, I think it's a lost art.
I was presented with an opportunity to wait this morning, actually. I had to go to a doctor's appointment.
Presented with an opportunity to wait. Okay.
Okay. So I had to go to the doctor and I had to go really early. I had to be there at like 7:30.
Good God.
And no big deal. I kind of am up anyway by then. But I quickly like got up, got the dog up, grabbed something to eat, fed the dog, and then walked out the door.
Okay.
And I get to my appointment and I sit down in the waiting room and I'm like, oh, I didn't unbrick my phone.
Oh.
So I couldn't go on social. So
you
I
have
had
to go
wait.
Back home to unbrick it.
Yeah, I would have or used an emergency brick, which I just wasn't interested in.
So you raw
dogged
it.
So I just had to wait. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Awesome. It was great.
What was it like?
Not very long. So that was nice.
You waited 30 seconds.
No, I waited like 15 minutes probably. Okay.
And no like withdrawal, no DTs, no like convulsing.
No.
Nobody shoved their wallet in your mouth.
No, no one you had were to just... do that. But it was interesting because I was like, oh, like I'm so prone to just like, okay, open Instagram.
It is the first thing you do.
And I actually thought like, oh, perfect. I have time to wait. I'll just post like something for the Slacker Show page. And then I was like, oh, I can't. Because I always use like time waiting time to work. So I'm the problem.
Wow.
I don't ever wait.
So do you feel like this is something you're going to start doing?
I felt really weird being out in the world without access to my social media, which is not good.
It's so healthy.
It's so good. But it's bad that I felt that way.
Huh. Do they still have magazines?
I didn't even look. I don't think so.
That would be the first thing. I'm looking for the highlights. I want to do the compare picture.
Wait, you really
do? Oh my gosh, yeah. Those are my favorite.
Me too. Goofus and Gallant.
I didn't check.
Okay. So should we?
Just on the table? How do we be?
They definitely weren't on a table next to me.
All right.
Okay. Can we go to your doctor's office tomorrow morning together?
No.
Bring markers.
Markers?
Highlights. There's games and highlights.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Okay. I'm starting to get really concerned about my house.
Do you think you have a ghost?
Aaron?
Yes.
I do.
Really?
No.
Oh my God, I got the multiple syllable no. So I've talked about, I got a video of my pipes doing a thing and I didn't watch it back until just now.
Yeah.
And we can't post
that
it.
That was a lie.
You did not.
What sound did I make there?
You did not need to play that.
No, it wasn't.
What sound?
And it was really weird.
You better have been lifting weights.
Yeah. No, I'm in a little tight equipment room in my house.
Then why were you making that
because
sound?
Because I stood... Okay. If you didn't hear this, like I thought I had something. I had people... I'm sorry. I don't look at our social media enough.
What did
you post? Because I had people texting me going, what's wrong with your house? All your hardwood floors are torn up. And I'm like, what? And like, did you post something that looked like the Telltale Heart or something?
Yes, because that's what you said it was like. And so it was.
So you found a picture of a generic house with its hardwood torn up?
Instagram's got an AI feature.
Okay.
So.
And so you posted that. So people think my hardwood floor is torn up.
Well, if I had just posted a picture of pipes, it would have given it away, wouldn't it? Huh? Yeah.
You're probably right.
Also, yes. Your friends need to go to your house more. They didn't even recognize you.
I know.
Also, it was very clearly AI.
I got very concerned because we are renovating our hard floors. So I was like, what did I post?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, so my pipes go.
And then they just you do this. Go.
Okay, so listen.
So, that was boring.
Okay. It feels like right after you do that, you need to go, honey, why are you calling me so late?
Nailed it. And I just want to know why.
I'm trying to tell you why. So all morning today, I'm sitting there. Trying to get ready for the show, doing other things. And he's like, bah, 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 bah. So I'm like, all right, you son of a. And I go downstairs and then I hold my camera up and I'm like, Nothing. Nothing. So I'm like, it's been happening all morning. I narrate a whole thing. I'm like, it's been happening all morning. I'm not crazy. Whatever. I'm like, okay, if it's a ghost, do it again. And it doesn't do it. So I hit stop. I start to turn around and it goes, and I'm like, and I hit it and I got it just barely right. It like didn't do the big whoom, boom, boom. It went like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Right, and that must you have, went.
I must have like in some sort of it's starting to really give Godfather.
It was something I wish I could unhear.
You come to me with your weird bites. And you, okay, so here's what happened last night. Hold on, I got to play the video one more time. See if we can hear it.
We didn't do it justice. We were underselling.
I know.
Oh my God. No. What did I do there?
Why are you doing that?
Why does it keep playing? Stop playing. Okay. This is serious, you guys.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So last night. We're not going to be able to. I can't tell my story. Right, because you guys are going to keep doing the sound.
You're right.
I have felt like complete dog crap for a week, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And when I feel bad, I tend to moan a little bit.
There we go.
Just get it out of your system. So I haven't been musical at all.
Okay.
So on my way to bed last night, I stopped at my piano, my studio, all my stuff, and I started playing piano. My daughter is in bed, like... Everybody's snug as a bug in a rug, right? And I'm playing my piano, and all of a sudden the piano goes like, damn it, I'm trying to tell a serious story.
I'm just hearing her chuckle.
I know, she can't make eye contact with me anymore.
Okay.
And the piano goes,
No, it doesn't. You guys.
And that's how he knew there was a ghost. Okay, we will all look away while you tell the story.
Okay, no, but seriously, I'm playing my piano. And then it's got all these blue lights on it. And then they go like slowly but surely left to right. They all go off. And it kind of like power cycles. My keyboard does. And I'm like, So there must have been a power surge in my house, right? Because my keyboard turned off and turned back on.
Okay.
And then I hear downstairs the Google Home going like whatever, and I'm like, oh yeah, okay. So we just had a power cycle. Okay. I look over at my studio computer, nothing wrong with that. It's not restarting. It's completely fine. Only my keyboard.
Different walls that they're on, the keyboard and the computer.
No, the keyboard is plugged into the keyboard. Gets its power from the computer.
That's very strange.
So I'm like, what? So. Then I'm like looking around and I text my daughter, which is strange because she's 20 feet away. But I'm like, you up? Because it's like 10 something. I know it's strange to text your daughter.
We can't make the sound right now. Very
inappropriate. Nope. Okay. No. So, and she's like, yeah, I'm a little freaked out. And I'm like, what just happened? And she said, I'm in my room. She has like lights around her window, like LED lights.
Mm.
And she has a fan. She's like a huge fan of the fan. She needs a fan on all the time.
I like
that. She has her phone plugged in. She got lights around her headboard, all this stuff. She's like, the charger for my phone and my fan just turned off and turned back on. I'm like, what about the lights? Nope. So just her like little favorite things, her fan and her phone charger shut off and turned back on. Now I'm freaked out, but I went down to the room. And when I got downstairs, you guys, I know you're going to think I'm exaggerating. I got freezing cold and like all the hair on my arms is just like, what? I'm getting it a little bit. Like you have that like tingle and you're like, what the F? You have that. What is going on? And then I look and my router has restarted. So my Wi-Fi went out. My Google Home went out. Her fan, her charger, and my keyboard. That's it. Everything else remained on. I walked around the whole house. Everything else is on. Cannot figure it out. Then as I walk around the house in different spots, I get that cold feeling.
I do not like that.
If you Google it, then it's like, you just had a power surge and your house isn't grounded and you're about to die of electrocution, which is what I looked up. And I'm like, because it's like, you're the ground, and that cold feel is a cold tingling is the ground. But it's like, I'm standing on carpet. It's like, that can't be. And it's moving around through the house. So like, I'm standing like by my studio and I'm like, it just comes over you in this like wave of cold.
What?
And then I keep going in. I read with the grounding thing. It's like the outlets will be hot. So I went into my daughter's room and touched the outlet where the fan is. It's not hot.
Oh, are you so nervous as you're
Oh my God, you guys. But I'm also praying for it to be hot because then it's, then it's a thing. So I walked around my house and finally, like I went to the main level, stood there for a minute and all of a sudden it comes over me. You guys, I know I sound crazy and everybody just wants to make a groaning sound and I'm going to let you do it one more time. But like, what the F is going on?
I just for think real. You have faulty electrical.
That, what? Why electrical doesn't make your pipes go wong wong wong? And
I think that's separate. I don't think that's connected.
Well, if there's an electrical problem, why didn't the computer go off, you guys?
I don't know.
You know how quick it takes for a computer? If a computer doesn't have power, it's like, start over.
Yeah, and the keyboard I was singing, because like my DJ equipment goes into like a sleep mode where the lights just kind of
playing it.
Yeah, and that doesn't explain the charger or the lights, right. Like the fan upstairs.
And the lights around her window never flickered.
Is there anything, because you also just got the Tesla like big charger?
I ran outside and looked at that. I'm like, is a Tesla charger? And it was fine.
But like any wiring with that where it's taking too much power or I don't know.
I have it set up to not even draw a charge until midnight.
Mm. Oh.
So it's just sitting there waiting to charge. It's that cold feeling that like would just come over me that's making me feel. I mean, I don't know if I want somebody to come out to my house like a Ghostbuster.
Maybe they should sage it.
I tried that one time, and apparently, according to Costco Jamie, I did it wrong.
Right, that's not maybe surprising. Someone else should.
Yeah, have a professional do it.
Okay.
But can you get a new ghost? Like, you've lived in the house forever. It's like, where did the ghost come from?
I think you can.
Yeah, they can attach to you. And then...
Yeah, you can bring it in. Yeah. I had a girlfriend bring a ghost from the mountains.
You went to a church.
Yeah, she did.
Yes.
She hiked to a church in the mountains, and then she brought a ghost, and it would, like, turn the fan on and off in my room.
Okay.
And it was like...
I feel that we've lost the plot.
No, I'm just saying. I remember laying in bed one night. The fan is on, and as soon as I was like...
The Slacker Show.
I have a question for the group, and I guess it's more so for Erica because she has asked this before. Hack, and I feel like
no.
Hack also might have a good
Michael, you
wanna,
would you like to bounce?
You want to get on out of here.
It is called the Slacker Show, but go ahead and alienate me.
Well, it's because Erica she's new to the state. We did a whole welcoming party.
Yeah.
And, you know, got to help her make friends.
I don't know how well it worked.
Yeah.
That's why I'm panicking, because I am trying to make gym friends. And it is the most intimidating thing I have ever done.
Gym friends is not something I'm good at. My question is, how did you think Hack would help?
Because he goes to the gym. He goes to shoot hoops, and you can't.
Oh, wow.
Let me take my comment
back.
No. Here's the thing. Even he'll admit it. I'm not sure if you'll admit it. You're not friends with those guys. You don't even know their names.
Oh, no. No, I don't.
But this do you have a regular cadence that you see the same guys or no?
Yeah, for sure. I don't even know what gym it is, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe it's been a while.
Guys just don't make friends.
But even that same cadence of being there at the same time, right. And like that, I would love that.
Because I was in a former life, I would play basketball and lifted and did all that stuff. And I remember there was one guy that I would see every day, and he would lift. He was like a big, strong, like exactly what you're picturing. And he had a really long ponytail, like down to his waist.
Okay.
And then one day he came in and he didn't have the ponytail. And I've seen this guy for months and months and months every day. And so I went up to him and I was like, hey, you cut your hair. What? You cut it. And he was like, yeah, it's personal.
Oh my God.
What?
And so we weren't friends.
But you're not even. He shut me down.
Yeah, I was trying to say, like, clearly we see each other all the time. Wow, cool.
Am I not allowed to comment yeah. and he, so then on your obvious change
from
of appearance.
That day, I'm like, do not talk to the dudes who are wow. listening. Like, they do not want to talk to this.
Yeah,
talk
it's
to me.
Personal.
That's
yeah. crazy.
What could the reason be?
It's kind of bothered me to, like all these years. I'll never know.
We need to know.
Like he had a court date or something.
I was
that he
thinking
needed
like
to look
cancer,
clean cut?
Chemo, oh, and just cutting geez. It. I don't know. But anyways.
I don't know. So I don't know that I have the advice for you. That was my like chance at trying
you're
to
one
make
shot
a friend.
At making right. a friend. No wonder you're gun shy about making friends.
Stuck with me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
traumatized.
I feel like the only way that I really start to talk to people in the wild is when I have my dog. So like at the gym.
Feels weird to bring a dog to the gym.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like at, when I go to like Planet Fitness.
Three more swatches. Come on.
He's like, I'm tired. When I go to Planet Fitness, I don't really talk to anyone. But now like at the personal training gym, I talk to people. But there's 10 people in there at once. Mm. It's really, really tiny.
Yeah. I'm at a massive gym and it's so intimidating because it's new and there are so many fit people. And I'm like, in all of them. They are my right. goals and I want to talk to them.
Do you?
But like, I don't know.
Ooh, maybe that. I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, I can't. I realize this question can't be answered by this room, but like if you why? Are the fit one.
Oh, that's why.
Do you want.
You're saying that it cannot be answered.
Like, if you're like, if you're if you're the after picture, you know what I mean? None of us in this room are the after picture. We're not the after picture. I'm also not saying we're the before picture. We're somewhere in the middle. No, I'm not seeing anybody in here. Relax. But I'm saying there is a point where it's like, I'm going to use a basketball analogy since we're already here. If you're Steph Curry, if you're like one of the GOATs, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk to the kid just kind of like trying to like, Do you want to mentor people? Like if you're a real fit person, some real fit people, like if you go to a CrossFit gym, it's a cult.
Yeah.
And they're like,
that's,
oh,
that's, hey. And that's like a group thing though, where you're encouraged to make friends.
To make friends and bring them farther into the cult. Yeah. But it's like for you to walk up as the, not before picture.
I can't believe you're calling us out of shape.
No, I'm not calling you out of shape. I'm just saying none of us in the room are what she's talking. Nobody.
I want to be a muscle mommy.
No, all I'm saying is if the four of us are in a gym, is anyone like Aaron going to walk in and go, I'm in awe of them? No one.
Maybe if they see what I'm lifting.
Okay, maybe.
No, I don't know.
I was going to say, I think that might be the path to ask them about the workout. I kind of skipped that step and I tried to go just right to,
personal. Way too personal.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I'm going to get it out of the way and I'm going to get it out of the way really quick.
Okay.
I'm getting married and it's coming up very soon.
Okay, yay! Congratulations!
Right, I know everyone knows and all of that. Bleh. I am confronted with... there's a lot of things that go into planning a wedding. And then there's like the tiny things that you one day wake
that
up
you
and
obsess
are like,
about as a person who is like anxious prone.
Well, I wasn't going to say it that
well,
way.
Well, you do.
But...
You're like, you're freaking yourself out. And like, I know it's a lot, but like, I think you're obsessing over the smallest things.
I actually think I'm calmer than I expected to be. I definitely like, sometimes I lie awake and I'm like, oh my gosh, all these things. But other days I'm like, it'll get done.
It will sort itself out.
Or it won't get done and no one will know the difference.
They won't.
Unless it's like, you know, the food doesn't
You need
served.
Food, booze.
Check, check.
Cake. Or some. This is mostly for TIAC. Mm-hmm. Look at his face.
Yeah, you got like, the order wrong, but.
Yeah, no. There's got to be some sort of sweets.
You
and
must
then that's
have
it.
Been away when I turned to TIAC yesterday and said, we actually are going to serve some cake.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for him, but
it is just for him. Nobody else cares. You have a dessert table.
I get to go first.
I made the argument that no one cares, and then you all were like, "Yes, they do." And then I go,
no.
"We're gonna serve cake." And you go, no one cares.
I can't even eat the cake. Okay, and she true. No, and she has to have it.
You have to have the cake, not for us. You and your
for
husband.
Us. For us.
No, for you. It's a thing. It's a part of the thing.
I know.
You have to. So
we. I was getting the cake said we're doing a small cake.
Great.
For but us.
I never said it had to be for us. I hate sheet cake. The fact
it's
that
not
TIAC,
gonna be sheet cake.
But like any kind of cake, like that birthday cake, wedding, like it's like such a present to him to go to Walmart and buy a sheet cake. It makes me want to like verp in my mouth. It's so gross. Vomit burp? Like it's when you just get that little like sheet cake is the most basic gross. Like if
it's a classic.
It's not though. Like if I'm having a cake, I want like something somebody labored over like a weird like cake boss thing or like
it's
a
not gonna
German
be like that.
Chocolate. No, that's why I don't
and
care.
I'll make sure
your dessert table is going to be dope.
T-Hack gets a piece and Aaron gets a piece with a bunch of frosting on it.
No, yeah. She can't have it. It's got
no,
gluten
she'll
in
have
it.
No,
I can have the frosting. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so what are you? What are we obsessing over today?
It's not that I'm obsessing over it. I just need help with how to approach it. Right. I'm going to be delicate here. I love my father so much.
Oh, boy.
I love my dad. He's been the best dad. I've had such a fortunate life.
Can anyone see that butt?
It's not a butt.
There's
it's
a butt. Here comes
however,
a butt.
However.
Yeah. However is a butt.
Okay, there's two things. First of all, I've never danced with him in my life. Do we need to, like, practice?
Oh.
You know what's really weird? I've never danced with my daughter either. And, like, I guarantee you.
I was little, what? Probably.
I don't even know if her school had the father-daughter dancers, but if they did, I never went.
But you don't, I don't even think at them you, like, you don't slow
dance.
You dance
with your daughter at, yes, at a father-daughter dance,
you do.
We went
to, like, high school father-daughter dances, but I don't think we slow danced.
You fast danced? With your dad?
No, it was just like family-friendly song. And you're just like being silly.
What is a family-friendly song?
I don't know.
YMCA.
Yeah, or like things like that.
No, they're not just doing stupid anthems that have dances. It's not like the Macarena into YMCA, into the electric slide,
okay,
into
well then,
the hokey pokey.
If we've
into-
danced, I don't remember. So it's okay. Like, do I need to, I'm hardly going to see him before the wedding. So it's like, do I need to find a time to be like, can we practice?
Well, he knows how to dance. It's going to be a slow song, right? Are you doing like butterfly kisses or some hokey?
No, I'm not going to say what it is. It's not as slow as you think.
Do you, you have to tell him though, right?
No, that's my stepdad's favorite song.
Yeah,
I'll dance with him. Yeah. Okay, so that's one issue and you guys seem to be not helpful at all.
No, you just do it, right? You can pull it off.
I'm more, you really never danced with him and you've never danced with your daughter? You're so musically inclined.
I don't dance, period. You know that. I don't dance.
But still, you just, don't you have music at the house? And even when she was little, you didn't. You know, I'm sure
like
you
I would
had,
hold
you
her hands while she was dancing to All the Birds of the Feather. She loved Rio. And she would just like move her little booty. But like,
I
didn't dance with her.
Not like a proper dance.
Yeah, I've never had my arm up and like arm
so
around her back.
Is he going to do the arm up?
Yes, of course he. What as opposed to two behind your waist and slowly moving down.
No!
Like, what are you talking about? Of course he's going to do the formal posture.
Okay.
Which way do you go?
Women is right arm.
So am I doing it right? So I would have my left arm up.
Yeah, you match.
Okay.
Got it.
So, okay. I guess we'll just figure it out. And
well, yeah, I'm sorry. Again, back to my point. You get down into detail and that thing's just going to sort itself out.
Okay.
They're going to go, it's time for the father-daughter dance. And they're going to start the song and you're going to walk up and he's going to either wrap his arms around your butt.
Okay.
Or have one. Like it's just going to sort itself out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he has other daughters who have gotten, like, so he's.
Go back and watch a video of that.
He's done this a handful of times.
You find the video of him dancing with one of them.
I can just ask them.
Just
how
get the
went.
Game film and figure it out.
Study it.
Now, the other question at hand is he is a yapper. He is the reason I am the way I am. How do I politely say, keep it tight, Dad? Keep that speech real short.
Oh, the speech.
Because at my sister's wedding, I would say it was longer.
Like, give me a ballpark this, 15?
Maybe a little less than that.
That's far too much. Nobody's speech should be that long.
Everything under 5.
Everything well under 5, unless you're charming and like have a slideshow.
Right.
Like for real, are you kidding me?
I really hope he doesn't have props because that wouldn't be the
first
time.
No, if he carrot tops it, I'd give him 15.
Yeah.
If he's got the weird toilet with a doll on it or whatever, it's like, he just fully.
That's my chance to grab the cake. So as long, the longer, the better.
The longer he goes.
No, speeches will be during dinner. No cake yet.
They already know where the cake is.
Let me ask any
room I'm in.
Are you worried at all?
Oh, gosh.
I'm not going to try to make a speech. I'm just going to do it.
No, you are not.
Why would you not let the person you know who talks the most give a speech?
Because I want to get to the party.
Okay. I will make it a very fun speech. I will do the whole, how the hell are you? And get the whole crowd. I'm going to get them pumped. And when I finish, like, don't. No, here's the thing. This is what I was worried about. I thought you were going to say your dad's a yapper and you're worried about his interactions with us.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah.
Because I remember having to tell, like, my mom and my dad they have T-Hack like jokes. And they're like, they're just punny and like whatever. And I'm like,
sounds lovely.
Please don't go up to like Greg and Bo and like just start talking. It's like, oh, so happy you hired Michael. Have you ever heard the one about the blind guy? With and you're like, oh, stop.
I can promise you he's going to pitch you on a few remote show ideas.
Okay.
Constantly throughout my life. He's like, and then you come to Donner Lake and we do a show from here. And I'm like, I don't know. What is that? For what?
Why would we do that?
Exactly. So, because he has a house there and he just wanted.
Don't you think you should tell him ahead of time that I will throat punch him? I was going to say
I'm not worried at all because you guys are, you like people.
I don't like that. I don't.
I don't think you'll dislike my dad.
Okay.
Well, I'll dance with him.
Perfect.
Who's putting their left arm out?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Go ahead. I mean, you're outrageous. Erica just said one of the dumbest things I've ever heard you say.
I just don't think that you two men, understand what it's actually like to be a woman.
Man.
And that wasn't the outrageous thing I said.
No, she said there was a story floating around the interwebs that said women don't know what it's like to be friend zoned. And I've never read a truer statement in my life. Friend zone comes from women to men.
That's not true.
It is 100% true. Men don't friend zone girls.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. We just break up.
No.
You can't break up a friend. No. Yeah.
No, but it's our way of slow ghosting and we just don't have the whip.
No, that's not friend zone. Friend zone is when, say, you and I were going to school together. Okay. I really hate to use you in this analogy, but I'm going to do it.
Because it makes you first off, pretend we're like walking into school. Like you're standing there and I walk up and you're like, hey, say my name.
No, I can't do it.
Just, we got to play this out, Erica. I'm coming up. Erica, what's up?
Michael.
Hey, okay. Erica. How are you?
We're in classes and together.
You got a shot with me.
No, that's not what
friend zone is. You think you got a shot, and I'm like, you're going in the friend bucket.
Right. Friend zone is like we hang out, and then it's like, oh, wow, I've started to get a crush. And
you got a crush on who? Michael?
On Michael. And then I realize he's not into it. He's never going to make a move. And we are in the friend zone. And he talks to me about other girls. And I don't know. I'm talking about you in third person. But I had those friends where maybe things could have been different had one of us made a move. But he would talk to me about other girls and such. And so I was in the friend zone multiple times, by the way. This is not like a one-time thing.
Three beers, two of you, you're out of the friend zone.
Yeah.
If you wanted to be out of the friend zone, you can be out of the friend zone. She eats any time.
It's not out of the friend zone because then you're just getting used for one thing and then you're back in the friend zone.
Yep. I think that you guys really believe that women don't end up in the friend zone, but maybe that's just you guys.
No, girls.
Erica, you said it though. You said he's never going to make a move. You make the move. You're out of the friend zone.
100%. Ding, 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 ding.
You make the move.
I have made the move at least three times. And I've gotten, we're too good of friends. I don't want to lose that. Absolutely.
That's a strong friend zone.
Because I am more of the bro girl. I'm not looked at as that feminine, cute, fun girlfriend. I'm the bro.
I don't know that that's true.
Interesting. Because we're different energy, but I think we've both been friend zoned a lot.
Yeah.
I think for me, friend zone was more like, You both kind of feel a connection and then she pulls back and like shoves you into a different bucket.
No, that's just, I don't want to date you. Friend zone is when it starts as friends and then it's like, but it'll never get out of that even if one of you has the feelings.
I still think for any female on the planet, if you really, Aaron, I just don't think you tried that hard.
Like that when sounds you like she blatantly said it to them.
Yeah.
You said what?
Hey,
I'm
having a crush on you. I would like to go on a date. And they said, I'm not into you that way.
You didn't say that.
I did. I absolutely did.
I'm saying you didn't say it right. Don't ask for the date.
Oh, what was she supposed to do then?
I'm trying to get out. I'm trying to make a move, right?
You know those little wand things they use at the airport when they're bringing an airplane in?
Yeah.
You just do that towards your crotchal area.
See, that's not getting out of the friend zone. That is getting used.
That's getting into a situationship.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes,
okay, then it is. But you know what a situationship is? Not friend zone.
Oh, it can still be kind of friend zone.
No, it's not. I'm telling you right now.
But for men, that's because you're like, oh, well, if we slept together, then it's not the friend zone. It's like, that's not even true.
That is true.
And I'm not
if
saying.
If I slept with you, we can't be friends.
Well, then that's a personal problem for you.
You're in the disappointment zone.
Being disappointed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a story about a man who put fast in fast food.
Oh, boy. All right.
I have a story about a woman who really needs one of these.
But
different.
Okay. This is very mysterious.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Canada,
Take all there, Hoover.
Oh, yeah. A psychology professor in Canada admitted recently
Sorry, I fat-fingered an elephant.
Okay.
Nope.
Ew.
I mean, it's just there's a machine where you hit the sound effects and
Okay, well, how about this one?
Okay.
Is that a turkey?
What are you doing?
I was trying to do a chicken and then I realized I don't know how to do a chicken.
I have a button for that, but I want to hear you doing it.
There we go. So the psychology professor travels with an emotional support chicken.
I'm sorry, say that whole thing again.
The psychology professor travels with an emotional support chicken. She explained that her 11-month-old bird, whose name is Saturday.
I'm dropping that class.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hey, my chicken, who's not even a year old, can understand my emotions. And when I'm sad, Saturday lays on me and tries to figure out what's going on. You know what? The problem is, if Saturday figures out what's going on, who's it helping? Now you have a sad person and a sad bird.
Yeah, that bird is eventually going to be Nuggets.
Yeah, and don't worry, she has crafted a special diaper for the chicken so she can travel with her.
So she brings a chicken on an aircraft? Like, you bring her when else? Or
doesn't
brings
say what
it
kind
into...
of travel, but yeah.
Okay. And she's
there's
a professor
literally
of what?
Psychology. There's nothing else to this story other than an emotional support chicken.
Okay. Well, that's all we needed.
Wearing a diaper and figuring out if she's sad. If she's sad. Because her life hasn't turned into having an emotional support chicken.
Okay.
I'm waiting in line for the changing table with my kid and you've got your chicken in front of me. We're going to have words.
I'm waiting for the elephant.
Okay, here it is.
My story is out of Florida. There was a man in Florida. He was.
Let's go!
Florida!
You know you can't keep saying the word, right?
Yes. Sorry. Okay. He was doing 129 miles per hour.
Oh, what?
More than double the posted 55 mile per hour speed.
Okay.
Officer stopped him, said, "Going a little fast." He claims he thought he was only going 100.
Always admit that
still
to the cops.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little illegal.
That's wild.
I said, I'm wearing my chicken diaper. I can drive as fast as I want.
Chicken diaper is definitely a band name.
Yeah.
Write it down.
Yeah. He said his reasoning was that he was on his lunch break and the McDonald's drive-through took so long that he had to go that fast to make it back to work on time.
Oh, sometimes you got it, man.
I say let him go. We've all been there. You know?
129?
Yeah, we've all been in the line, right? It's taking long. They forget your fries.
They just get after it.
I agree. Yeah, apparently that's not
illegal.
An excuse. Still
everywhere.
Illegal. Yeah.
Yeah.
He can face up to 30 days in jail for going that fast.
Wow.
And a $500 fine. So
that's amazing.
He is locked up, and no one's changed his diaper yet. Just cruel and unusual. Were all the stupid people we could find for today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Stop dreaming, start building. Finance your remodel with Belco. Visit belco.org today.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.